What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:13, Monday morning, June 2nd, second day of hurricane season, but let's face it, much like the Masters, that doesn't start until a back nine on Sunday. Hurricane season doesn't really start until mid-August to September, for the most part, right? I know there are exceptions, but you know, by the same token, you got to do things to get ready for hurricane season, just like at the Masters Golf Tournament. If you make a bogey on Thursday, it can come back and haunt you on Sunday afternoon, so you got to be aware of what you're doing. Highs today of 87, 88 tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, chance for showers in the afternoon. One thing I don't like is when somebody tinkles on your leg and says it's raining, and a lot of the weather people were talking about what a beautiful weekend it was outside, and I was outside for a lot of it, and I got to tell you, it was hot. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
I had a choice of cutting grass and doing some chores yesterday or watching the Sunday morning shows, and I chose the chores and cutting grass and being out in the heat because, you know what, at least I would get something done by doing that. The Sunday morning shows, not so much. It seems like you hear their side, and not a lot of objectivity. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. They seem to be there to simply let each side have their microphone, and then there's little to no analysis in between, which leaves it up to us to figure it out.
Which goes to my next question, Aaron Dusso, which is, how do we figure it out when it comes to this big, beautiful bill? I don't know. Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, says the math doesn't really add up on his one on President Trump's one big, beautiful bill. That's what he told Margaret Brennan. And I'm reading that because I didn't watch it, as I said. But I don't know. Tell me about the Congressional Budget Office. How do they score it? Who can we trust? Does anybody really know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think in an ideal world, Republicans would get their version of the bill done before the July 4th holiday. Mm-hmm. And then they would have July to do a conference committee between the House and the Senate in order to iron out the differences. And in theory, be able to vote on a final passage prior to the August recess. But that's probably ideal, and I doubt that's going to happen.
So where is the continuing resolution, I guess, is what we're operating under now. When does that run out?
Well, right. So that's a great point. So in August is when we're supposedly going to hit our debt ceiling again, and they're going to have to do something with that prior to August, probably another continuing resolution just to keep the lights on for another couple of months.
Well, let me jump in for a second. And I didn't mean to conflate the two, but there is a difference between debt ceiling and continuing resolution, right?
Well, right. So typically the way it's worked is we have our debt ceiling that we're going to hit, and supposedly it's going to happen in August. And so what happens is the Senate and the House get together because they can't pass an actual budget. What they do is produce a short-term continuing resolution just to basically fund the government at the current levels for a short period of time.
Are the two linked?
Well, They don't have to be. I mean, yeah. we can do a congressional, a continuing resolution on any topic, really. Right. But it so often happens with connection to the debt.
And that's supposed to happen before or after the August recess?
Well, so it's always a little wishy-washy when we're going to hit the actual ceiling. But seemingly it's going to happen in August. And typically August is when Congress is not in session, so they're not around. So seemingly it would have to do it before then.
So let's talk about what the debt ceiling is, since we're throwing terms around and some people know, some people don't know.
Right. I mean, the debt ceiling is simply how much money the government can spend on, doing everything that federal government does. And there's a cap on that. No matter what Congress passes as far as allowing them to spend, there is this secondary concern, which is you can only spend X amount. And the big, beautiful bill, includes a $4 trillion increase to that, max amount.
So when it comes to debt ceiling, the question I had, I guess, is it money, because I've heard it both ways, and I don't know, Aaron, is it money that's already been spent that we owe? Is it increased spending? Is it both?
It's basically what it would be the total amount you've already spent, so you wouldn't be able to continue spending beyond that amount. And so that's where the Treasury starts to warn us about, well, we're going to end up having to spend enough money that will hit that ceiling in X amount of time, which now is August.
So tell me about the Congressional Budget Office. Who are they? What do they do? And what did they say about the big, beautiful bill?
Well, right now they're reporting that the current version, the House version, would increase the debt over 10 years. Now, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, has disputed that. So I think he did that on the morning talk shows on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So the Congressional Budget Office is essentially the official, place where it's supposed to score essentially any bill that's coming through Congress on its relationship to the debt and how much of the spending we're going to have and what its effect's going to be on on the economy that way.
So does anybody really know? Does the Congressional Budget Office know? Does Mike Johnson know? Does Rand Paul know? Do the Democrats know?
I mean, it's all predicting the future. So you'd make your best guess, and Congressional Budget Office has been seen historically as a nonpartisan group that does the best to make their, best guess. But it's still a guess. I mean, things can happen 5 years from now that would have an impact on the 10-year projections for the debt.
Like what?
Well, let's see. I mean, you could have a war start. Wars have the ability to change your economy really quickly. A significant war where the United States essentially is in a hot war with Canada. That would be a terrible situation, but in theory,
we don't know. Would you say a war with Canada?
Well, I mean, Canada's going to become the 51st state. Something's going to have to happen because they don't seem to want to join us voluntarily.
Oh. Does Canada have nuclear weapons? No.
No.
Good. Okay. All right. So what else could happen?
Economic downturns that go much further than expected. So we have recessions with some regularity, but we don't have depressions, right? So having something along those lines that is not common, that could happen. I mean, these are things that we wouldn't account for in the CBO scoring of the current budget.
And a question I always have is that, unless you've heard something, President Trump's not going to be president in 10 years. So how does that affect all of this? We don't know who the Congress is going to be. We don't know who the president is going to be. So historically, when we have these budgets, we'll take a break and pick it up. We come back because this is one big, beautiful mess is what it is. 620 traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I got a couple of texts here. Tommy, if Trump told Mike Johnson to get naked, whistle Dixie, he'd do it. Somebody else says, notice Rand Paul was on the Sunday shows. A Republican that disagrees with the majority of Republicans normally gets airtime. None of that has anything to do with whether the big, beautiful bill is going to increase the debt of the country and how the country is going to deal with the debt that we face. It's all about getting in line and saying, my side, not your side. Your side sucks.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
My side's great. Aaron Dusso is our guest, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. So when it comes to budgeting, Aaron, and 5 to 10 years out, I never did understand how, considering how the makeup of Congress is going to change, how the president's going to change, I don't understand how you can budget 10 years out or plan 10 years out. Take me through this if I'm missing something.
Well, I mean, part of putting that that so far in the future is actually political, mm-hmm. because if you had it only a year or two in the future, you would have to be much more detailed in specifically what you're going to do. Whereas projections 10 years, as you point out, are very, gray area, foggy. I mean, we talk about things we can't predict is the effect of AI. I mean, we've seen all kinds of different things. I don't think anyone has any real understanding of what the effect of AI is going to have. And supposedly, from what you hear, this effect could happen within the next few years, mm-hmm. and that could change our entire economy. And there's no way that the CBO or anybody in Congress can properly account for that. And so that those are the unknowns. I mean, that's a known unknown, essentially, if we go back to the Bush era.
Change it how, Aaron? AI.
Well, the talk is that AI could replace most of us in most of our jobs, including me. And then you could theoretically have mass unemployment, and mass unemployment leads to depressions, and that's an economic scoring that the CBO is certainly not taking into account.
So let me take a second here about AI, if I may, and talk about the thing that you just said, and that is, if that were to happen, those jobs would not come back, right? I mean, that would forever change the world.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the predictions have been. And the scary part right now is that they're predicting those things aren't 10 years off. They're a few years off. So that is a situation where all of our jobs might change and we all might just become AI engineers at some point.
That wouldn't be good because I don't know a lot about that. So what's what's the next step when it comes to this? Who's the ball is in whose court here? What happens now?
Right now, it's 100% in Republicans in the Senate's court. As we pointed out, there's multiple members of the caucus that are grousing about concerns. But the problem that Republicans have in the Senate is that they're not all voicing the same type of concern. And so the solution to their concerns actually run counter to each other. So Murkowski and Hawley have been pointing out that they don't like the Medicaid cuts. Tills from North Carolina is pointing out doesn't like the elimination of tax incentives for from the Green New Deal for clean energy. But then there's Rand Paul, who says his red line is that he doesn't want to see a debt ceiling increase. And so those things don't really go together, because in order to can maintain Medicaid, you have to spend, and that's going to increase the debt. But that makes Rand Paul and Ron Johnson upset. So this is a tricky political problem that they're going to have to try and really thread the needle here in order to get this passed.
And it's all about counting votes. So when it comes to a third of the Senate being up for re-election in midterms, how many of those senators, I don't know if you know this or not, are pivotal when it comes to this vote? Are they solidly in favor of it, or are they on the fence? And if they are on the fence, is that because of their constituency at home? Are they more concerned with the debt, or are they more concerned with following President Trump?
Tillis and Collins are up for, and they're in what are considered toss-up states, North Carolina and Maine. Mm-hmm. The other toss-ups are Michigan and Georgia. Those are a little bit different. But, yeah, certainly Tillis and Collins are really must be thinking about re-election at this point and what they're And Tillis has pointed out that a lot of these clean energy tax credits help a lot of businesses in North Carolina, and so he just doesn't want to see those go away.
How do you see it turning out?
I would predict that we won't see, you know, there's not going to be a, there will be a bill eventually, but it's not going to happen until the fall, where you actually get a, you know, a conference committee between the two you know, branches of Congress are going to have to iron out their differences. And then you're going to have battles in the House and the Senate again. So, I mean, I would predict October. It would be more likely that this actually gets done and might actually go to Trump's desk very soon, in the fall.
And part of that is they have to craft a way where both of them can claim victory, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You always have to be able to claim victory, no matter if you lost or not.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Tigers didn't claim victory last night, but we'll see what they can do tonight. Jeff Palermo joins us as we come back. WWR.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Talk about those LSU baseball Tigers, 6:30 time for WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Got a nice morning, you know, for early June in the New Orleans area. You're talking about outside right now. I had it in front of me here in a second ago, and I'll get it. Anyway, it's kind of warm and humid outside. We're talking to Jeff Palermo now about LSU and what happened over the weekend. Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
Well, I was doing better till that computer screen just crashed in front of me. And then all of a sudden, all bets were off. It's 72 degrees right now. That's what I was trying to tell you. Let's talk about LSU and what happened over the weekend. Take us back to the first game.
Well, the first game took a while to start. Five and a half hour delay.
Took some seek and find to find it on TV as well.
I would imagine so, too. You know, the game was scheduled to start at 2 o'clock. There were some thunderstorms in the area. They didn't want to start the game. And then they thought, okay, maybe at 5 o'clock we can start it. And then some more thunderstorms started to develop in the area. And it barely rained at Alec Box Stadium during that entire time. So it was frustrating for fans. But in the end, LSU came out. They dominated like they should. And they won that game rather easily. Anthony Ianson was against Little Rock. He was sensational in that game, and you know, the Tigers' offense performed very well in that game as they ended up winning it 7-0. And then Saturday night, they start on time at 8 o'clock, and Cade Anderson follows up the great performance from Anthony Ianson on the mound, and Cade Anderson is spectacular as he strikes out 11, and again, LSU's offense, very opportunistic throughout the entire game. They score 6 runs in the first 3 innings. They faced Micah Buckman, a former LSU pitcher, and they got to Dallas Baptist early in that game. And then Dallas Baptist just had a really bad game on their part. They committed 4 errors in that game. LSU was able to take advantage of a bunch of free passes, 7 walks, and Dallas Baptist pitchers hit LSU hitters 5 times, and you just had some good. It was just a good game all the way around. You know, Chris Stanfield had 3 hits and a home run, and you're feeling really good about LSU's chances going into last night, especially considering they're playing Little Rock, the 4th seed. I mean, you're talking about a team that we talked about going into this on Friday, a team that had a losing record overall on the season, happened to just get hot in their conference tournament, winning 5 games in 4 days. And, you know, confidence is a funny thing, Tommy. You talk about it all the time in sports, and when a team gets confident, and this is a confident Little Rock team that has found something here, you know, despite LSU getting off to a 3-0 start last night, the Tigers pitchers walked a season-high 11 hitters. 7 of them came around to score. Angel Cano, the first baseman for Little Rock, who's been out of his mind here the last 3 games at the plate, had 5 RBIs, including a home run. And LSU offensively, they left 10 runners on base. So it was just, in the end, a very ugly performance by LSU. And now they find themselves all of a sudden in a winner-or-go-home situation. And that game will get underway tonight at 8 o'clock.
Who's going to be pitching for LSU?
Good question, Tommy. I think they're going to go with Zach Cowan. I mean, nothing official, and we're not going to get anything official here from Jay Johnson until an hour and a half, hour before game time. But They decided to go with Jaden Newt yesterday, and the combination of a Jaden Newt, Chase Shores, and Jacob Myers, that really worked for them in the SEC tournament game when they lost to Ole Miss, and they only gave up two runs in that game. And Newt had been pitching very well as a starter. He pitched well against South Carolina in the final weekend of the regular season. But last night, the walks just came back to hurt this team. I mean, that was just the big thing, and he couldn't throw strikes. He gives up a couple of runs. Chase Shores comes in there, and he does a nice job to get out of the inning. But then in the first full inning of his relief, he walks three guys in a row, and then Cano comes up there and smacks a double down the right field line, scoring three runs, and LSU was just never able to respond. But LSU didn't use two of their better relief pitchers last night because they did get down. So you got Zach Cowan and Cason Evans waiting for today to go for LSU, and that's a good thing. These two guys have not pitched in a while. They did not pitch last week in the SEC tournament. Hopefully they're sharp. Hopefully they can throw strikes. They have been very good. You go back to the first half of the season, and you can make the argument that they were your team MVPs. Cowan and Evans had a couple of, bumpy appearances late in the season, but hopefully this time off has rested them, and they'll be ready to go, and they won't be rusty, and can get the job done tonight for LSU.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. Come back. Talking to Jeff Palermo. Got a good column up at WWL.com about LSU falling to Little Rock in offensive explosion tonight. Winner take all. They take on Little Rock again. We'll have the action for you here. First pitch scheduled for 8 p.m., and I don't think the weather will be a concern at all. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo about them LSU baseball Tigers, who won game for it all tonight against Little Rock. First pitch at 8 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on WWL. Let me get the text here. Jeff Opine, please, it says, LSU loses tonight to a fourth seed and a team with a losing record at home. Does the AD fire Coach Jay Johnson?
No, I don't think they fired Jay Johnson. This has been a crazy NCAA tournament, I'll say that. You already have the top two seeds. They've been eliminated, Texas and Vanderbilt. Several SEC teams have struggled. I mean, a lot of them are out at this point. Georgia, Alabama,
Texas,
Florida,
Vanderbilt.
So it's been crazy. And baseball is a funny sport. I mentioned it. The confidence-wise, I mean, this was a Little Rock team that was down and out. They had lost 13 of their last 14 games of the regular season, and then they show up for the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, and they can't be beaten. I mean, that's basically it, other than LSU's win on Friday over them, 9-0. This is a team that scored 40 runs now in its last three games. LSU's got to come ready to play. I don't know if they – last night, if maybe they got out to that 3-0 lead and kind of thought, okay, this is going to be a walk in the park, and it turned anything but that. But I think Jay Johnson's going to have his guys ready to play. It's going to come down to throwing strikes. I mean, you can't walk 11 hitters and expect to win. We saw it on the reverse on Saturday night when LSU played Dallas Baptist. LSU got 12 free passes, 7 walks. Five hit batters, and then also Dallas Baptist committed 4 errors. When you play like that, when you pitch like that, you're going to have a hard time to win. And thankfully for LSU, they got two really good pitchers ready to go today in Cason Evans and Zach Cowan, and those guys need to be on their game.
You're talking about baseball being a funny game and bats suddenly going cold. Why is that? Why does that happen, and why do they all of a sudden heat up again?
I don't know. Tommy, that's a, they've been playing this game since, 1880, something like that. And this is the kind of the, what makes baseball special is moments that Little Rock is having right now. You just kind of come out of nowhere. In Major League Baseball, you see the guy that hit 220 all season long hits the huge home runs to win a World Series game. So it can be special like that, but on the other end, it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, I think,
and that's what And that's what LSU fans are experiencing right now.
I do think, although they're separate and distinct, I do think if one guy gets hot, that can improve the confidence of the next guy and the next guy and the next guy, although they have nothing to do with each other. You agree?
Oh, yeah. And I think you saw it last night in the reverse. You know, your starting pitcher goes out there and starts walking guys, and other guys have trouble trying to throw strikes after him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.